Your Bibles, will you turn with me into Psalms 42? Psalms chapter 42. And I retitled it sitting back here. What are you seeking after? What do you need? What do you really, really want? And what do you really, really need? What are you seeking after? What do you need from the Lord? Luke says and records, Jesus said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. I'll read it one more time, I'll get in Psalms. Blessed are ye that hunger right now. You're hungry now. You got a need in your soul now. It goes beyond a natural. I'm hungry, Lord, and I need you now. For you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now. You're crying. You're weeping. The tears flow out of your eyes and down your face. You're weeping right now. But God's going to turn it around. And you're going to laugh. You'll be laughing. Scripture says weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, Lord have mercy. Go ahead and sit down. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy's a coming.
Amen.
If I hold on to the Lord and trust Him,
that's right.
My joy's a coming in the morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Was it David said in one place? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. While the enemy says, where is your God? Where is your God that you serve? He said, but God hears and He inclines His ear unto my cry. And He hears me when I cry to Him. Hallelujah. I like to read, and the reason I told you to sit down, because I'm going to read this whole chapter right here. Psalms 42, and notice verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Brother Ron, in the 24th Street Church, you preached on this message, on this scripture, October the 5th, 1999. And you titled it, Flee to the Waters. You remember it? And I remember in 24th Street looking back in this direction, Sister Virginia Peterman and Lynn Fitzgerald was sitting right toward the back in that area when you was preaching that message. A hart is a deer. As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. A deer, when the devil is one, when a hound is after a deer, you know what it does by instinct? The hounds of hell come after a child of God. And there's only one place you can run to, and that is the water. And God's got the water. I remember my dad had a garden, and he had three strands of electric around that garden. And I heard these dogs, I don't know, they was a howling and a barking, and they would run the ridge line, and they'd go over, they'd just go out of hearing, and they would come back. And finally, they run this big deer all the way down, and it's bloody in the back of it. It was just bloody as it could be, where it would get close. The hounds would take bites out of that deer, and that deer was so hard up, it ran through all three strands of that electric fence to try to get away from those dogs. That devil hates us. You know that?
Right, yeah.
He'll take every bite he can out of you.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Amen.
But a hart, listen, a deer back in that time when the hounds of hell got after them and was right on them, if they could find a stream of water, they would get in that stream and they would wade in that stream. You know what they were doing? They would drink until they were refreshed. And they would stick their little head down in there and they would drink until their thirst was quenched. And it brought a coolness to them. And they waded in that stream. When the hounds got there, they couldn't pick up the scent.
Right.
That deer knew if I could get to that living water, if I can get to that flowing water, I'll escape and I'll get away from those dogs. He gets right in the middle of that stream and it might go 50 yards down through there and goes up the bank. The dogs come down there and loses its scent and cannot find it. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so doth my soul pant after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before him? Hallelujah. That's what David was saying. The hounds of hell's after me. The devil's after me. But if I can get to that water, if I can get to that stream of water, how many knows there's life in the water?
Amen.
There's life in the water.
Amen.
There's a refreshing in the water. Yeah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joys are coming in the morning. We need to find that stream and get in it. Hallelujah. He said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out. How many has ever had the devil to say, where's your God at? When troubles come, when burdens come, when trials come, afflictions come, listen, you can't feel God. You reach for him and it seems like there's no breakthrough and you need a blessing. You want to touch, be able to touch him, and you want his spirit to move upon you and his presence to be able to be blessed by the Lord. And the devil comes along and says, look at you. You can't feel God. You're going down. But how many knows that if we'll hold on and trust in the Lord, our day and our time will come.
Amen.
David said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me.
Yes.
For I had gone with the multitude and I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise.
Amen.
And with a multitude that kept holy day. Listen now. He said, I remember those times when I went to the house of God and I felt something.
Yes.
And I was blessed with the voice of joy and praise. I know what it's like to come to the house of the Lord. But right now, I'm in trouble.
Right
now, I'm burdened down. I'm so troubled in my mind. I'm troubled in my heart. And I need God. The enemies are saying, where's your God at? Where's your God at? Come on. How many's thirsty? How many could say tonight, I am thirsty, Lord. I need you. And I need that living water. I'm like that heart, Lord. I'm a running with everything that's in me. I'm a fleeing to the water, Lord. And I know that you've got what I need. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
David, you ever talk to yourself? You ever ask yourself a question?
Yep.
You ever answer yourself?
Yep.
Sometimes you get the best answer when you talk to yourself. Come on. Listen to David. Listen. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? I'm in turmoil. Why? I'm troubled. I have no peace. I'm disquieted. My soul is disquieted. He said, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. How many could say, if I could just pray and get in a place with the Lord and really pour my heart out to him and all of my soul and reach to him, and if I could just see his face, if I could just have his countenance smile upon me, I know that I'll be all right. Hallelujah. All that I need is his face. Cause thy face to shine upon me, Lord, and I shall be saved for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah, there's help in God tonight.
Amen.
For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and from the Hermonites and from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. How many of you have ever felt sometimes you're right on the bottom of a life's ocean?
Amen.
Deep is calling unto the deep. The waves and the billows have gone over me.
Well,
yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? You ever been there? Did you ask God, where are you at?
Yeah.
As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me. While they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Listen how he ends it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I'm going to yet praise him for the help of his countenance. But when I come out of this trial, I'm going to praise him because he's healed my countenance. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes.
Weeping may endure for the night, but joys are coming in the morning.
Thank you, Lord, for the morning.
I'm weeping now.
Yes.
But I shall laugh.
Come on.
I'm hungry right now for another wave of glory.
Yes.
I'm hungry right now, Lord, for your blessing to touch my soul again.
Sing, Lord.
No.
I'm so thirsty, Lord, for that living water.
Yes.
I reach to you, God. I'm troubled. Problems, worries, fears today, fears about tomorrow, concerns. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I know. How many has ever read that 23rd chapter of Psalm about David? Who was that? Philip Keller wrote, a shepherd looks at Psalm 23. This man was a shepherd by trade. He was over there and he was raised in Africa, and his dad had thousands of heads of sheep. So Philip Keller knew what it was to take care of sheep. He moved over here, moved in the northern part of the Rockies in a big area, and he started raising sheep over here. And he took the 23rd Psalm and he wrote out exactly what David meant in that 23rd Psalm in our Bible, explaining what sheep go through. He said, a sheep sometimes will wander away and it'll lay down to relax. And when it does, its insides will roll to the gravity point that it can't get back up on its feet. He said there was something about sheep. They were called cast sheep. And that's the reason David says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? David was a-looking because he had taken care of sheep. So when a sheep got ready to relax and lay down, he would find a little hollow place in the ground, a little indention in the ground, and he would lay in that and roll in it. And when it got ready to get up, its feet could not reach the ground. It was at a low place. Philip Keller, he said, every morning, of course, he had them corralled and everything, and he would turn them loose, and he would lead them up on the heights, up on the ridge lines and around and the high plateau. And he said, I'd go out on my porch, and he said, I would look, and he said, if I saw vultures circling around, he said, I knew I had a sheep down. He said, I'd go out there, and he said, I'd have a rifle. He said, maybe it was wolf or a lion would come through. And he said, when I saw all the buzzards circling around like this, he said, I knew I had a sheep down that could not get up. He said, I know what it's like to get my rifle and run and climb that ridge line and all the way up to the top. And he said, I would holler for that sheep, listen for it to make a noise. He said there was one time that he ran, and there was a sheep, a laying, full grown, on its side in an indention in that ground at a low place, and it could not get to its feet. Philip Keller said, I went over there, and he said, I put my arms down under that sheep like this. And he said, it's all I could do to lift it back up on its feet. And said it wobbled, and it would try to fall down. And he said, I held on to it. He said, I kept holding on to it. He said, it laid there so long that the circulation had cut off in its legs, and its legs was numb. It couldn't feel its legs. He said, what I had to do is been a shepherd. He said, I would take, and I would straddle that sheep. And he said, I would hold on to it like that. And he said, I would rub its legs like this. He said, I had to rub all four of them. Just keep rubbing to get the circulation back in its legs. And he said, it took a while. And he said, after a while, he said, that sheep began to take some steps like this. And he said, I'd say, come on, sheep, you can make it. I found you just in time. And he called that sheep a name. He had names he'd give to him. He called that sheep a name. He said, you can make it. And he said, the biggest blessing, he said, I ever got, he said, is when I watched that sheep, got all of its feelings back, and it went back over there and joined the flock, and I watched it put its little head down and begin to eat again. Raise your little hand and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's precious. That is precious. Oh, Jesus, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. He knows where I'm at.
Yes.
I ain't a preacher 90 mile an hour tonight, but I tell you, I feel the Lord.
Come on.
God knows where I'm at.
Amen.
Amen.
He looks down and he sees you.
Yes.
He knows exactly where you're sitting. He knows you're down sitting. He knows your troubles and all of your cares. David said, the enemy tells me, where is your God? Where is your God? He's a running late. He's helping others, but oh, he ain't come to you yet. Oh, you're going to die. You're going to die. You ain't going to pull through this, are you? That's what the devil will say. And David ends that psalm. He said, I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. Praise God. You may be weeping right now, but you're going to laugh. Praise him, church. Hallelujah. The joy is going to come. The tears will dry up when the Lord pours out his blessing upon us. Hallelujah to God.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Tell us, Psalmist David, what was your desire more than anything else in this world? The Bible said that God sought for a man after his own heart to be king over his people. And the Lord said in Acts 13:22, he said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. Here is one of David's prayers in Psalm 63. David says, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. My soul followeth hard after thee. How many knows this old world is spiritually a dry place? It's a desert outside of those doors. Millions of souls are dying and perishing. They're empty. They're searching for something to satisfy. Tell us, David. He said, I hunger. He said, I thirst for that living God. It's a desert time that we're living in, but the Lord's got those waters. He said, one thing have I desired. He said, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I believe if I
can get to the house of the Lord. I feel the Lord here. I believe if I can make it and push out and get to the saints of God in the church, I believe that anointing of God will touch me. I believe the Lord, He'll let me feel His Spirit in the songs, in the music, in the preaching. If I can just get to the water, hallelujah, I know He'll heal my countenance and He'll put a smile back on my face. I'm telling you, how many's ever had a time it was all that you could do to get to the house of the Lord, but you went home saying, I'm glad I came. I'm glad I came because the Lord has blessed my soul.
Yes.
Glory to God. Use Him, Lord.
We can't give up. We got to keep right on pressing.
Yes.
Be like that deer. I'll run to that water brook. I'll run to that living water.
Whoa.
Song of Solomon 1 at verse 4 and verse 7. The Shulamite woman here typifies the church, the bride of Christ. She typifies us, crying out to her beloved groom and shepherd. And she says to him in the first chapter, draw me, and we will run after thee. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside to the flocks of thy companions? She saying to her shepherd, I don't ever want to wander away from you. I don't ever want to go astray from the fold and leave your presence, Lord. Put a desire in me and draw me, God, and ever keep me close to you. Oh, Lord, feed me. She's a saying, draw me, my shepherd, my crew, and I will run after you. How many could say, I am His sheep, a sheep in His hand, and a sheep in His pasture, and I'm going to stay close to my shepherd. I ain't going to wander away from Him. I'm going to keep right on praying and believing in the Lord.
Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
Can you say today, God, oh God, prepare my heart and stir me, Lord, to seek you. Draw me, Jesus. Hallelujah. I may be weeping now, dear Lord, but my joy is a coming. Hallelujah. Psalms 27 and verse 8. David said, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Why does the Lord say, seek His face? Can anybody tell me? Seek my face. What is it that's in a face? It's in the face that you see approval.
Right.
It shows in the face when somebody's pleased with you and glad to see you.
Right. Amen.
It's in the face that you can tell that you found favor and somebody cares. You want that good feeling of being accepted, and it shows in the other one's face. Whew. You seek God's face to see His smile. You know when you have somebody's attention because it shows in the face. You will know when you keep seeking the Lord, when He smiles upon you. He'll then touch you, He'll bless you, He'll hold you, and He'll help you. How many can say, I know He's glad when He sees me coming to Him. There's nobody else that I could go to or run to. When I go unto the Lord and I bring my cares and all of my problems to Him, He's glad to see me. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Yeah.
First Chronicles 16 and 10 and verse 11. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. There's something about seeking the Lord. Let the heart of them rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah to the Lord. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul. One more scripture I'd like to go through. Listen. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. What did Jesus mean there when he said, enter into your closet?
By yourself.
It's your personal, private, secret place. Yeah. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Jesus is saying there must be a longing in your soul to close the world out,
right,
and to be alone with God and pour all of your heart out to him. It's a deep desire within you to reach for the presence of the Lord. You really want to know him. You really reach to him. You really, really need him and need his touch. There's something about that secret place. How many's got a place in your house where you meet with God, a special place where you pray and you pour your heart out to him? That is that secret chamber. The Lord's a saying, shut the world out and pour out your heart unto me. And he said, the Father that sees you in secret, he'll reward you openly. Raise your little head and say, if I can just get to God and close these old voices out and the old enemy, the lies that he's telling me, I know my God still loves me and he still cares. And if I can find that stream of living water, I know that he'll heal my conscience. Hallelujah. He'll heal my face. He'll heal my countenance. I know he'll put a smile back on my face. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Yes.
It's in the face. It's in the face of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Matthew 7:7-8. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. In the original Greek language of the New Testament, it reads this way. Keep on asking, and it'll be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find.
Yes.
Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. How many wants the Lord to help you, to touch you?
Amen.
She comes to the piano. I know this is more of a teaching lesson than I was preaching, but this is good. This is good. I need the Lord. Would you stand, those that's able to stand here tonight? Oh, Jesus. We live in a time of pressure. We live in a time of turmoil and a time of problems. Listen to me. People are weighted down more than I've ever seen it. Even in the church, there's a lot of saints that are really going through it. They're pressured. Trials and afflictions, problems, and they're weighed down. And they can so easily be like that sheep. I just don't feel like going on anymore. I know the flock's over there. I know that they're enjoying the grass and everything, but I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm tired of it all. Tired of going. Seems like I've lost my desire. I've lost that press. And we become like a cast sheep. We lay down. Just lay down. I feel like I just lay here. I don't feel like even going anymore or doing anything anymore. I've just lost my desire. I've lost that go-ye. And we become like that sheep. We roll over. And if you lay there very long, listen to me, your spiritual circulation will cut off on you. The more you lay there, the more numb you will get.
Right.
The more numb, I said, the more numb you'll get. And it'll get to where you give up. Listen, Philip Keller got out on the end of that porch. He said, I'd scan to heaven. He said, when I seen those buzzards a-circling, he said, I knew they were waiting for one of my sheep to die and to give up. I feel the Lord in the house.
Yes, Lord.
There's people giving up. Did you know that? Did you know you can hurt so bad that you feel like, I just, what's the use? What's the use? I'll just sit down. I'll just lay down. I'll just lay here. And the more that you lay, the longer that you water that, it becomes to where you can't feel. Your feelings are numb. You can't feel God. Come on. Let's pray. Let's everybody in the house. If you're not in this shape tonight, there's people in your family. There's people right in this neighborhood. Come on. There's people that are hurting. People are down. People lost their feeling. People have lost the touch of their soul. Oh, God, let's ask God to help our brother, our sister, those that's in need all around us. God, raise them back up, Jesus. If I could have one word that I could tell you, one sentence, I would tell you, don't lay down, don't quit, don't give up. Keep your hope in the Lord. Stay on your feet. Keep going for Jesus. You might be weeping now, but you'll laugh. Your joys are coming. The tears will dry up. And the joy of the Lord is going to come in the morning. Come on, stay with it. I keep right on a praying. Hallelujah. I ask God for the living water.
I will draw my strength from Jesus.
Lord.